Oh, thank you, Diane. That's rather interesting to read about Paul. And my scripture for this morning is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And if you would mind standing for the reading of the word. Therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wild flowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you? You of little faith. So don't worry saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Lord, we thank you for your word and ask that you be in this service and that you anoint the words that I can speak exactly what you want everyone to hear. And we ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. I titled this Anxious About Nothing because being anxious seems to be something that all of us do. We worry. We worry about everything imaginable. Things that don't need to be worried about, things that we think should be worried about, and everything in between. You know, the scriptures talk about the birds and that, and I've been watching the birds all winter long, and I didn't put feeders out this year. And it is amazing, you know, how they find food, you know. God has kind of given them some kind of sense to know exactly where to peck and find stuff. So, you know, it's very true what the scripture says. They don't have to toil. They don't have to work for it. God provides for them. So, you know, we really don't have to worry about anything. But yet, as human beings in this world of brokenness, we tend to worry. Mine has been kind of worrying about money. You know, that's been kind of I didn't really think about it as that's what I was doing, but anxiety has always been kind of an issue for me my whole life. I run it through my head all the time, you know, of what I'm going to say to somebody, or, you know, I've got to make a phone call that has to do with insurance or something else. And I'll worry myself almost sick for several days before I finally get up enough nerve to just make the phone call, you know. Quit thinking about it, quit worrying about it, just do it. And I've done pretty good the last 5 months of having to do that stuff. But in this job that I have, I set up a schedule and I was going to try to do full time. And I have been working a lot of hours, and I picked up some extra hours, which was really stupid. But I did it, and it ended up not being a good thing. I caught cold, and my mom, I talked to her just about every night, and she was concerned about all the hours I was working. You know, you're going to end up sick. Well, I caught cold, Mom. Yeah, I know, you know, and does the mother thing, you know, I told you this was what was going to happen, you know. But the Lord started talking to me, and it's really not pleasant when you get hit over the head by him, you know, pay attention here. I've been trying to tell you this wasn't a good plan you had going. You know, he provided this job for me, but I got kind of sidetracked, and I work with my daughter, with my job, my youngest daughter, and she's a go-getter. I mean, she don't sit down. We're there at, well, she's there at 2 o'clock, I'm there at 3, and I'm done at 9, she's done at 10, and from the whole time that I'm there with her, she does not sit down. She goes, and she goes, and she goes, and she goes, and I try to keep up. I'm almost 60. It doesn't work so well. I found out I was really tired, and by the time that I got home, I was exhausted. And the Lord talked to me in a very quiet, soft voice and said, you know, haven't I taken care of you up to this point? Why are you working yourself like this? You know, and I had realized, I kind of got in that realm that she had been talking about, that the more you work, the more money you get, the more things you can do and the things you can get, you know. And he kind of told me in a very nice way that you have had everything you've needed and everything you've wanted. So why are you working this many hours? And, you know, and I kind of went, yeah, that this is true. I mean, I can't deny it. So I put in a request to drop some of my hours. And anybody asked me why, I said, God told me to. That simple. He said, enough's enough. You need to step back and, you know, this is not what I called you to do. I called you to do this job, yes, but not to a point that you're making yourself sick, you know. And along with it, you know, my first calling is the church. This is where he has called me to be. And I was working so much that I was tired and I was not able to think enough about my sermon and all of that, and everything was starting to just go into a hole. And so it's kind of nice that the Lord, you know, gives us a nice reprimand. You know, he's never abusive. He always, you know, a very loving father, and that hey, I care. I don't want you to run yourself down. I don't want you to be worrying about these things because these things are already being taken care of, you know. So I started making myself spend more time in prayer and studying the Word and realizing that as I studied and I prayed and trying to build that relationship back up where it needs to be, I'm thinking a lot less of the money. I'm thinking a lot less of everything else that was starting to work on my mind, worrying me and creating anxiety and anxiousness, that I don't have to worry about it. You know, the scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God. And when we do that, everything else gets put in place. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious about anything. But it's so easy, at least for me anyway, to get sidetracked, to forget he's supposed to be first above everything else, you know. TV gets turned on, I'm tired, I sit down and I start going to sleep and it's going, hey, what about me? Where am I in your time here, you know? And so trying to make sure that I give God the time that I should be giving him, and he makes sure that everything else has time, you know. When you get out of time with God, nothing seems to work right, you know. At least for me anyway, there doesn't seem to be enough time in the day, you know. I got this to do, I got that to do, I got this to do. And when I start my day with reading the Word and talking to Him, everything else seems to have a place. There always seems to be plenty of time to get everything done that I'm wanting to get done. And usually extra time. I don't know how come it works, but it does. And so, you know, putting God first is the very most important thing. And to remember that, like in I'm not sure where it's at right at the moment, but in John, I think it's chapter 4, it says that with God, nothing is impossible. You know, we find it very impossible to do things, but with God, there's nothing that's impossible for Him to do. And if we keep that in mind and keep everything in perspective, everything falls into place as it should. And there's no reason for us to be anxious. There's no reason to worry and fret about anything. But it all comes down to just what the scripture says. Seek the kingdom first. Seek Jesus first. Put Him where He belongs, which is at the head, at the very top. If you do that, everything else will fall into place. And my husband and I used to start our morning every morning with devotions. And that we would read our daily bread and have prayer before we ever left for work. And the day always worked better. And I was thinking about that, and I kind of got out of the habit. I didn't really want to do it by myself. So, you know, I haven't really been doing that. And when you stop doing something that you have been doing, you tend to just slightly get off track. And then something else happens, and you get a little more off track, till all of a sudden you're over here where you were supposed to be here. And when I got over here, that's when all the anxiousness started to take place. And the getting frustrated and upset and worrying because, well, I don't know how I'm going to take my vacations. I don't know how I'm going to get all my bills paid. And, you know, if I'm not doing this many hours and I'm not making this kind of money, how am I going to take care of this? And the Lord brought back to my memory that I didn't work the whole time that my children were young. And God always gave us plenty. You know, my husband changed jobs and went from a $15 an hour job to a $7 an hour job, and we had three kids at home, and there was still always enough food, clothing, money, everything that we needed. God took care of it all. We never had to worry about where it was coming from. There was times when I sat down to pay the bills and I was writing out the checks and said, Lord, it's not adding up. There's not enough money here. And He'd say, write the check anyway. I'd write the checks out. There was always plenty of money. God will take care of you if you put Him first. And that is the main thing. And, you know, just like our memory verse today, Philippians 4:6, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And He says right here, don't be anxious about anything. And I looked up the word supplication, because I've always been kind of curious about that word. It's a big word, you know. It's the action of asking or begging for something earnestly and humbly. So He wants us to by prayer, begging, asking whatever we need to do, humbly asking Him to supply our needs. And He's telling us He will do that. Jesus wants to build a relationship with us. He doesn't want us to just come to him and ask for stuff all the time. He wants us to talk to him, to spend time with him. It's like a father, you know, he likes his children to come and sit on their lap. My dad loved it when we come and sit on his lap and talk to him. And one time, the only time I went and talked to him was when I wanted to ask for something. And he got very mad at me. He says, you know, why won't you come and talk to me when you're not wanting anything? And I says, I'm scared. He says, why on earth would you be scared? He says, I've never hurt you. I love you, you know. And it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. He loves us. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. He wants us to come back to him. And the relationship that he had with Adam and Eve in the garden, he's waiting for us to come back and have that relationship where we can walk and talk with him and tell him about our problems, tell him about how our day is. Our day went really good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with me. Not so good today. I'm hoping it'll be better tomorrow, you know. But talk to him. Make it known to him what you feel, what you think. And I'll guarantee you the anxiety and the frustration and the anxiousness and all of that will disappear. Because as I know from experience, and I'm sure all of you have experienced it sometime or another, anxiety will eat at your mind. When you let it come in, you can't stop thinking of whatever it is that's up there. You just can't let it go. And you think about it, and you worry about it, and you wonder about it. And God says, just leave it. Set it down here at my feet and leave it there. Don't pick it up and take it with you, but leave it there. I'll take care of it. I was talking to my cousin the other day, and she loves to sing. That is, and she's got a beautiful voice for it. I don't have such a good voice. But she was telling me that whenever she starts to worry about something, get anxious about something, the Lord gives her a song. And she starts singing the song, and it brings praise. And she says, the worry just goes away, and she finds herself just praising the Lord. And she says, you should try that. She says, it works. So I told the Lord one day, I said, okay, you know, I'm having a hard time here. I need some way to get my mind focused on you. And one of the songs that he gave me to sing is In the Name of Jesus. And I don't know if we've ever sung that song here or not. It's just a chorus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. And as I sing that song, I just feel the love of God come over me. And the worry just goes away. The anxiety leaves, and I find myself praising God and thanking him. And my day is just so much better. So, you know, whatever works for you, whether it's God giving you a song, God giving you scripture. My mom always got scripture. The Lord would give her a scripture and put on her heart. She just couldn't forget the scripture. And she would look it up, she would read it, she would read the scriptures all around it, and she would hold that scripture all day. She said sometimes she'd write it, and I remember seeing notes on the refrigerator and the windows and different, wherever she was at, she would have that scripture posted for that day, and she would think on that scripture. And she said it would cause her so that she wasn't worrying. Whatever works for you, that to be able to put the scripture in your heart, to put God first, to to build on that relationship with Him. You know, He tells us that we're His sheep, and He's our shepherd. What does a shepherd do for sheep? You ever been around shepherds and sheep? Shepherd guides them. They got that stick and keeps them going where they're supposed to go. Sheep are kind of dumb. They follow one and goes over the cliff, they're all going to follow. I mean, they're not the brightest bulb on the tree, but he watches them so no harm comes to them. And that's what Jesus does for us. So along with me, let's stop being anxious and fretting and that about life, but let's start giving our Father in heaven our praise. And He's waiting, and He's been waiting a long time for all of us to spend time with Him. So let's try that. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the scripture that You've given and reminding us, Lord, that You are in control of all things, that we have nothing to worry about, nothing to be anxious about. And we thank You and we give You praise for that, Lord. We ask this in Your name. Amen.